This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police say two Louisville, Kentucky police officers have been shot and wounded during protest over a lack of charges in Breonna Taylor's death. Interim Louisville Police Chief Robert Schroeder said Wednesday night that one person was in custody. He says one officer was alert and stable. The other is undergoing surgery but is also stable. He says the officers had gone to investigate reports of gunfire when they were shot. He also says they are expected to recover. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and running mate Kamala Harris are calling for policing reform in response to the Kentucky grand jury's decision not to indict police officers on criminal charges directly tied to Breonna Taylor's death. Biden said that while a federal investigation continues, more needs to be done to deliver justice in the case. He added excessive force by police and other issues need to be addressed. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, tweeted that he was praying for the two police officers shot and wounded in Kentucky during Wednesday's latest protest. South Korea on Thursday accused North Korea of firing at a South Korean government official and burning his body and urged the North to punish those responsible for it. The man was a government official who disappeared from a South Korean ship checking on potential unauthorized fishing in waters where several inter-Korean naval skirmishes have occurred in the past. The South Korean Defense Ministry said the missing official was on North Korean shores Tuesday afternoon, but it's still unclear how he ended up in the North and exactly how he died. The man's disappearance and death, however, are expected to deepen already strained ties between the two rivals. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There are more than 975,000 COVID-19-related deaths globally, with more than 31.7 million confirmed infections. During a news conference Wednesday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump said he may overrule the Food and Drug Administration on COVID-19 vaccine approval, claiming if they do not authorize the vaccine, politics might be the reason. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the United States' top infectious disease specialist, says there are three, almost four, possible coronavirus vaccines that have reached stage three development. Britain plans to host clinical trials where volunteers are deliberately infected with a new coronavirus to test the effectiveness of vaccine candidates. That's according to the Financial Times. So-called challenge trials are expected to begin in January at a quarantine facility in London, according to the report, adding about 2,000 participants had signed up through a U.S.-based advocacy group. Britain said it is working with partners on the potential for human challenge trials without commenting on a specific plan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet decided Thursday to tighten Israel's coronavirus lockdown after he voiced alarm that a surge in infections was pushing the nation to the edge of the abyss, according to the news site Ynet. Israel went back into lockdown, its second during the pandemic, on September 18th. But over the past week, the number of new cases has reached nearly 7,000 a day, and a population of 9 million severely straining resources at some hospitals. Aviation industry executives now say that airline passengers want visible plastic barriers in the cabin to reinstall confidence in flying during the pandemic, saying they do not at all trust industry assurances about high air quality on board. Now, the pandemic-related trends could include more private business class seating on narrow-body planes, adding touchless laboratory features and permanent conversions on passenger planes to freighters, according to a panel at the MRO Asia-Pacific conference held online. China has banned two anti-China Australian scholars from entering the country. That's according to the Global Times newspaper reporting Thursday, citing unnamed sources. The Global Times, published by the ruling Chinese Communist Party's official People's Daily newspaper, identified the scholars on its Twitter account as Clive Hamilton and Alex Josk. It did not elaborate on why those two scholars were banned from entering China. And Japan's new prime minister, Yoshihide Suga, told South Korea's president Thursday that Japan and South Korea must cooperate to counter any threat from North Korea, calling for the uneasy neighbors to repair their frayed ties. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.